Hi everyone, and welcome back to episode 7 of Amelie on Animals, the podcast entirely about animals. It has been long time no see. I haven't done a podcast episode for 10 months because I've just been so busy with school that the podcasts just haven't crossed my mind and I haven't had time to record one, but I am back and the weekly episodes are also back. So today's episode is all about guinea pigs. So I in fact have 3 guinea pigs of my own. They are called Zig, Zago and Zog and they are absolutely adorable. I've had them for over a year now and I'm learning so much and they are just the cutest little creatures. So for all you animal lovers, here are 15 facts about guinea pigs. Number 1. They don't come from Guinea. They in fact originate from the Andes region of South America. 2. They are not related to pigs at all. Even though male guinea pigs are called boars and females sows, they are in fact rodents. 3. They do not get on with rabbits. If you were thinking of putting rabbits and guinea pigs together, this is your sign to not. Rabbits will bully guinea pigs and can also carry diseases which are very harmful to your piggies. 4. They like to chat to each other. They enjoy human affection, but guineas need to be with others of their own kind and should always be kept in pairs or groups. So I actually had 2 sisters and then one died, so we had to get another guinea pig for that sister so she wouldn't be alone, but they don't come individually, so we had to get 2 more and that's how we ended up with 3. So 2 of them are actually long-haired and are related, and the other one is short-haired and isn't related, and they're all different colours. So I was worried that the one that was short-haired and wasn't related to them would be bullied by the group, by the other two, but they love each other and they squeak to each other, which is just so cute. 5. They mark scent their stuff. They mark their scent by rubbing their chin or cheeks across things, which helps keep their home smelling familiar and reassuring. 6. They only sleep for short periods. Guinea pigs are awake for up to 20 hours of the day. 7. They can break dance. Well, not quite, sadly. When they're excited, they can jump straight up and down, often turning 90 degrees in midair, performing a slick little move known as popcorning. 8. They have an odd number of toes. I actually noticed this when I was cutting my guinea pig's toenails this morning. They have 4 toes on their front feet, but only 3 on their back ones, which I was really curious about. But while it's good for tunneling and burrowing, it means they are not very agile and are very poor climbers. 9. They are fast runners. Baby guinea pigs, known as pups, are born with fur and their eyes open and are able to run when only a few hours old, something that comes in very handy for a prey species. 10. They can lead quite long lives. With the right nutrition, suitable accommodation, company, care, and kindness, guinea pigs can live up to 7 years. 11. Guinea pigs are vegans. 12. Guinea pigs can learn tricks. They are very smart and can learn to do tricks if you are patient and use food as a reward. My guinea pigs would probably just eat the food and then not be interested, but I might still try it. 13. Guinea pigs secrete a white substance out of their eyes that they use to wash themselves. 14. Guineas eat their own poo. They produce soft poos as well as the normal ones you see in their cages. They eat these to ensure they absorb all the nutrients they need. And finally, number 15, the oldest guinea pig officially recorded lived to be 14 years and 10 months old, and her name was Snowball. Wow. So for anyone out there who owns guinea pigs like me, here are 8 things you must do to ensure your guinea pigs are happy and healthy. Number 1, hay. Make sure they have hay available at all times. 2, dry food and pellets, which you can just buy from a pet shop, and must make sure there is always some there available for them. Number 3, fresh fruit and veg. I give my guinea pigs spinach, lettuce, carrots, apples, and cucumber 3 times a week. Make sure not to give them too much too often, because it is a treat. Number 4, fresh water. This is an absolute necessity, and you must make sure there is always fresh water, as this is a vital part and will keep your guinea pig alive. 5, guinea pig hutch. Size and security. My guinea pigs have a hutch that they go in every day where they can eat grass and get some fresh air, and then they have a cage at night inside with their hay, water, food and bedding, so they are nice and safe and warm at night. 6. Indoor living, which is what I was just talking about. It is very important that your guinea pig has access to the outdoors and is able to get fresh air during the day and is able to eat that grass and be happy and have some fun, but also that they have that safe space indoors where they know that they will be safe and secure. Number seven, getting the temperature right is extremely, extremely important, as they can get heat stroke easily, however, also pneumonia as well. So you must make sure that they are not outside in grass when it's very cold or when it's very hot, and make sure that the room they are in is not too hot or too cold. The room that they are in, that my guinea pigs are in, is actually the boiler room, I guess, so it's very warm for them. It's not really called the boiler room, and it's not extremely, extremely hot, but it's not too cold. It's, I guess, a little more hot than cold, but so they drink a bottle of water a day. So make sure that if your guinea pigs are in that same situation, that you're giving them enough water. And finally, number eight, bedding. This is crucial for making your guinea pig, for making sure your guinea pig is cozy and comfortable and feels secure. I use wood shavings as the main base and then straw for them to hide and snuggle in and feel cozy. Make sure that the wood shavings you buy are a special type for small creatures. Make sure you buy them from a pet shop, because if you buy them, or things like sawdust from a hardware store, then it's very likely they have tons of dust, which can cause serious breathing problems for your piggies. So make sure you either get it from a pet store, or it says on the packet that it's dust free. And anything you get from a pet shop is, of course, pet friendly. So now, in terms of cleaning their cage, I wash them out fully once every 2 weeks, or I change all of their bedding and disinfect all their utensils and bowls, etc. I like to use cage fresh granules, which you can buy from Pets Corner, which are tiny little granules that I sprinkle onto the bottom of their cage before adding the wood shavings and straw. This helps reduce odour and soaks in urine, and it works amazingly well, really helps to reduce bad odours. I also use small animal cage cleaner from a company called Great and Small, which I would definitely recommend for any guinea pig owners, which I spray onto their cage before adding the granules, and this just disinfects everything and all those nasty bacteria. And I also spray that spray onto all their feeding bowls, the stuff that they hide under, the stuff that they climb on, the stuff that they go through, what they drink from, and I just make sure it's all clean for them, so then when they go into their new cage, everything is nice and safe. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this has helped you if you do have guinea pigs, and if not, I hope you just enjoyed learning about them. And other than that, I will see you next Sunday for episode 8. Over and out.